border crisis. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. With Title 42 slated to end on Wednesday, the Biden administration insists that it has prepared for the expected surge of migrants at the southern border. Among the preparations is the Department of Homeland Security's six-pillar plan. Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy gives his take on the efficacy of the plan.
We need to have the policies that will actually work. And what those policies have to be are turn away and detain, not apprehend and release. And what this six-point plan from the Biden administration is a supercharged apprehend and release. That's all it is.
Meanwhile, Texas Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar acknowledges border policy needs to be stepped up.
We absolutely have a problem. But the challenge here is Congress has failed to act. We started seeing the increase in numbers and a change in what was happening at the border going all the way back to 2014 when we started seeing large numbers of unaccompanied minors.
Both Congress members appearing on Fox News Sunday. With Republicans taking over control of the House in just 2 weeks, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy facing an uphill battle in his bid to become Speaker. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
McCarthy has huddled with Republicans for weeks, but his entreaties failed to move the needle. McCarthy has made his opposition to a bill to avert a government shutdown the touchstone of his campaign for Speaker. McCarthy upbraided Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy and the top Republican on the panel, Richard Shelby, for crafting a massive spending bill. Shelby suggested McCarthy's opposition was just posturing.
Former President Trump could potentially be hit with charges.
This week, the January 6th committee will unveil its final report to the American people about the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. And the panel is expected to recommend the Justice Department pursue criminal charges against Donald Trump.
That's Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
North Korea launching two ballistic missiles on Sunday. Fox's Ted Linder has more.
South Korea and Japan announcing North Korea fired two mid-range ballistic missiles towards the sea off the Korean Peninsula's east coast on Sunday, prompting South Korea's presidential office to strongly condemn Pyongyang for escalating tensions. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff saying the two medium-range missiles flew 311 miles and appeared to have landed outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. The launch marked the 35th day this year that the North has conducted a missile test. Both South Korea and the U.S. continue to urge North Korea to immediately put a halt to its missile testing.
A Swedish zoo under fire for shooting chimpanzees that escaped. Fox's Shayna Estulin has the story.
The chimpanzees were part of a group of seven that somehow managed to break out of the zoo's monkey house. Staff at the Furevik Zoo, 100 miles north of Stockholm, shot and killed four of them. A former caretaker now blasting the zoo, saying staff handled this in an unprofessional and incompetent way. The zoo defending itself, saying it would have been too dangerous to have tried to tranquilize them. The remaining three chimps have now been secured. One of the animals that was killed, Santino, was known for his love of art and was a favorite of Sweden's crown princess.
OnStar teaming with NORAD to track Santa's annual journey.
Beginning on December 24th, children whose families have Cadillac, Chevy, GMC, and Buick vehicles, equipped with active OnStar plans, can find Santa's sleigh location with a simple push of the blue OnStar button.
We are actually using data from NORAD, the North America Aerospace Defense Command.
OnStar's Jonathan Weigold saying in the spirit of the season that GM and OnStar will also contribute $1 to the American Red Cross up to $25,000 for every blue button push in the U.S. NORAD is also tracking Santa on its website.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.